Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. We have an open line for you right now at 844-322-2742. Are you going through some struggle in life that you just can't quite get beyond? If you have a Bible question that you can't quite untangle, well, this is a great opportunity for you to come and speak directly with us inside the studio at Basic Gospel. That number, 844-322-2742, and we await your calls right now. Again, 844-322-2742. But call now, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob, and yes, we would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. So if you have a question, you want to make a comment, share a story, a testimony, we would love to hear from you on today's program. 844-322-2742 is the number, 844-322-2742. Bob, November is a month of hope. We
yes.
want to talk about the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. And as I said yesterday, everybody needs hope. Most people, when they pick up the phone and call a counselor or call for help or seek help somewhere, it's because they've lost hope. There's no way out of their situation. There's no way forward as far as their problem is concerned. They feel stuck. So they are without hope, and they're looking for a sense of hope that will compel them, move them, propel them forward.
Yeah.
So hope is very important. And we saw yesterday that God is the God of hope. So if he's the God of hope and he gives hope, guess what? We need hope. That's just all there is to it. And the three marks of every believer are faith, hope, and love. We have hope. That's what anchors us in our day-to-day lives. That day-to-day life is lived through faith, and it's expressed in love one toward another. So we have those three telling marks that God has put on each and every one of us and in each and every one of us, and that is faith, hope, and love. And this passage that I want to read for us today is out of 1 Peter chapter 1, it's verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So you and I, as believers in Christ, we've been born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The resurrection of Jesus is the hope of the gospel. Without the resurrection, we would still be in our sins. Without the resurrection, our faith would be futile. Without the resurrection, we would have no hope for tomorrow. But through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we've been born again into a living hope. So we live in this hope, and this hope is living because it's Jesus Christ himself. As Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 1, I'm going to proclaim to you the mystery, and the mystery is this: Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus Christ is our hope. He's our hope for the future. He's our hope for here and now. And when we are anchored by that hope, then our lives here and now are going to be shaped by it. It's going to allow us to live here in light of eternity, and that's going to make a huge difference. So again, as believers in Christ, you have been born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It's not a dead hope. It's not a wishful thinking hope. It is a living hope tied to the person and work of Jesus Christ.
And that is good news. Thank you, Bob, for sharing that. Thank you, everybody, for being with us today. Plenty of open lines called beginning to come in, but we'd love to hear from you as well at 844-322-2742. Again, that's good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. You know, friends, many of you listening today know the name Bart Millard, leader of the band Mercy Me, and surely most of you listening are familiar with our dear friend and brother Andrew Farley, who joins us one day a week, probably will be joining us tomorrow here on Basic Gospel. Some time ago, a friend introduced Bart to one of Andrew's books, and it made a life-changing impact on his understanding of God's grace. Subsequently, Bart and Andrew worked together to write a new book called The Hurt and the Healer. Now, through its pages, Bart and Andrew detail the truth that when the pain and struggles, the hurts of life, are met by the loving grace of Jesus Christ, who is the healer, wonderful things happen. It happened to Bart, and we hope it can happen with you as well. And as you make your November gift to support Basic Gospel, we want to send you a copy of The Hurt and the Healer. Just click donate at basicgospel.net to help keep Basic Gospel on the air and online. The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley. Our gift back to you to say thank you for your support of this ministry in the month of November. Again, please donate today at basicgospel.net.
Bob, and this is such a timely resource based on the year we've had in 2020.
Indeed.
As we were talking about yesterday, a Washington Post survey really gave some alarming statistics of what is actually happening. So we've had shutdowns of businesses. We've had people who have lost jobs. And we could just list a number of other things, just the COVID-19 itself, the many people who have suffered from that. So we have all kinds of things going on in our world today, and that's certainly taken a psychological toll. And this survey pointed to the fact that over 50% of Americans have admitted to feeling down, depressed, or hopeless during this time. Over a third are showing signs of clinical anxiety and depression. And as the writer of the survey said, it's not normal for this many Americans to feel depressed. So that's why we want to put this book in your hands. It can be a wonderful help to you in your own journey with Christ. It will help you understand how your emotions work and how you can really allow the truth of God to lift you above whatever negative emotions you may be experiencing in life. And it's also a great resource to give to others. In your neighborhood, in your church group, where you work, you're going to meet people who are down and out or feeling hopeless, who are feeling anxious or depressed. This could be a great resource for them to help them through this particular time. So don't miss out on The Help and the Healer. I know you will greatly enjoy it and will be blessed by it.
Absolutely. Once again, with your donation in the month of November, we're going to send you a copy of The Hurt and the Healer by Bart and Andrew.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to our phone lines. We'll start with Carrie listening to us in Texas. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
What's on your mind today?
Well, my mind is, I'm thinking of, I've gone through so much triumph. I've gone through a lot. And I heard a sermon this morning that was saying that God does not give you more than what he thinks you can handle. Hmm. When does that ease up? Because I've handled and gone through a lot. And I'm currently going through still a lot in my life. And I know there's times that God's been there with me, because else I would not be here today.
Well, Carrie, there's really no place in the Word of God that says that God is not going to give us any more than we can handle. What he does say is that what we're going through is not an uncommon thing. It's common to man. The temptations, the trials, the tribulations that we experience in life, all of us go through them to various degrees. So it's common. And he always provides a way of escape from those things. And that's what we need to trust him for, to allow him to walk us through the trials and tribulations and get us to the other end. So we know that trials and tribulations are just part of life. God isn't up there saying, oh, Carrie was doing really good. I need to test her to see what her faith is really like. I just need to throw a little, trial down there and see how she's going to handle it. No, God's not like that. But he does understand, and I think we need to understand this as well, that in this crazy world that we live in a world where the prince of the power of the air is kind of pulling some strings, he's established a way of the world that is opposed to the things of God, that we're going to experience trials and tribulations. That's just part of this life. But God says, or Jesus actually said to us, be of good cheer, take heart, because he has overcome the world. And by trusting in him, we can have peace in the midst of those circumstances. And I think we can have peace because he's given us hope.
Exactly, because it's been a heck of a road, I tell you. There's times that you just don't know if you're ever going to make it over that hump.
Yeah, I get it. I understand. I know exactly what that feels like. It feels like it's starting to tighten in, and you feel you can feel trapped, and you can kind of lose your sense of direction as far as the next step that you need to take. Your stomach can get tied in knots. You can have all kinds of physical things that go along with those emotional, with that emotional anguish that you go through. And that's the time you have to step back and say, Lord, I'm just throwing this all on you. As Peter said, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. Cast all your anxieties on him. And you know, Carrie, that word anxieties, as far as the Greek is concerned, it's a very interesting word. It means something that disrupts or disturbs the soul. There's a disturbance. So it's not just kind of a negative feeling. It's something that just shakes you on the inside. And that's when we have to get to the point and say, hey, we're standing on a foundation that is unshakable. My emotions can be shaken. My mind can be disrupted. I can have all kinds of negative thoughts, but I am standing on a rock, the foundation of Jesus Christ, and I'm going to let my feet rest solidly in him, and I'm going to trust him to walk me through this situation.
Yeah, that's kind of like where I'm leading to now, more towards the Bible and everything. I honestly have to say I wasn't a church-going person, but God helped me. I went through, my little one had bone marrow transplant. I went through all of that with him, and eventually he'll develop leukemia.
Oh.
And then I went through, a doctor messed up on me and a surgery procedure, and I had to go in reconstructive surgery. I died three times, went in a coma, spent 3.5 years in the hospital of my life. I finally, you know, got through that. My wounds just closed last year. And in the meantime, I'm going through a really bad divorce right now. So it's like it's just never stops.
Yeah. Well, Carrie, let me ask this. You said you know, you hadn't gone to church very much and that sort of thing, but now you're thinking that God may have the answer. Have you ever come to know Jesus in a personal way? Have you come to know the fact that he died for your sins in accordance with the Bible, that he was buried, and that on the third day he was...
I know that, but I've never really lived it, to be honest.
Well, you know, it's not something you can live until you receive. So the Bible is constantly telling us to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, to receive Jesus Christ, to receive the free gift of righteousness and eternal life. And once you receive it, then you have it. And once you have it, then you can live it. So it's a gift. God is offering you a gift of eternal life. He wants to lift you up out of those circumstances and give you his very life, and to cleanse you and to wash away your sins and to make you right in his sight. And all that's a free gift. All you do is simply receive it. And then once you receive it, then you can live it out on a day-to-day basis. So, Carrie, I think you called this program for a reason. And I think that reason was to maybe let this moment be your moment to receive Jesus.
Yes, I believe that's very true, because I'm starting to really get into believing in God, and I have some friends that are helping me. We're going through reading. We're starting from the beginning of the Bible, reading the Bible, understanding the Bible, and praying. and all of us now, and I'm just now starting to get all of that into my life now. Even at my age, I'm starting to do that now.
Yeah, well, it's never too late. I mean, the Bible says today, if you hear his voice, today, if you hear the good news, and Carrie, again, that good news is that Jesus Christ died for your sins, that Jesus Christ was buried, that Jesus Christ was raised to life, and now being alive, he is offering you his life as your salvation. And when you receive that life, man, everything changes. It changed in my life. It changed in Bob Davis's life. It doesn't mean your circumstances go away. It doesn't mean, you know, everything just miraculously becomes this this fairyland where everything is wonderful. No, it just means that now you have new life in Christ, and that new life is marked by the love of God. So you can go through every situation knowing that God is there with you, that God is for you, and that God will always love you through thick and thin. And there's no better way to go through life than that.
Yeah.
So,
true.
So, Carrie, I'll just ask you, would you like to receive that free gift today? Or do you want to think about it more? Can we give you some resources that will be of help to you? It would just be my honor and privilege to be able to lead you through that and help you receive Christ today.
I understand that. I really appreciate that. I really want to take it the kind of the approach that I'm taking right now, that I think that better suits me and fits me right now.
Okay.
That's a good plan for me right now.
Yeah. Well, let me do this, Carrie. We would love to walk along with you in this journey. And if you have questions, we welcome you to call anytime on the radio broadcast, and let's talk through those questions. We would also love to send you some resources that you can read at your pace. And we have some things that you can read, some things
like
that you can listen to. We would love to send that to you. Can we do that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me do this, Carrie. Thank you so much for calling in. And we certainly, gosh, you have been through a lot. I mean, just your child and the bone marrow transplant and all of that, and then what you've experienced. You have been through a lot. There's a lot on your shoulders. But God wants to give you some rest and peace.
That's not everything. Trust me.
I understand. I understand. Well, let me put you on hold, Carrie. And we will get some contact information, and we'll send you some resources. And please call us anytime, okay? And we'll be praying with you and for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. You hang on, Carrie.
It is Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and it was good to hear from Carrie. We're glad that she reached out. Someone else that reached out was this one.
Not a question, but you want to give hope to everybody? Each generation has a battle to fight, and we are fighting the battle right now with COVID. I think we're underestimating the strength and power and resilience of our younger people, and it's not about spoon-feeding and giving hope. It's almost like JFK, don't ask what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. That's what we need to do. We need to give the younger generation the knowledge that this is your defining moment in history. What are you going to do with it? Don't be a crazy consumer. Don't be a lost citizen. You're stronger and kinder and smarter than that. Put on your mask. Be kind, because kindness is the new cool.
Well, I certainly like that.
Yeah.
Kindness is the new cool. I wish more and more people would grab hold of that. And certainly we need to understand our times. We need to rise to occasions. I think there's a lot of good points that she was making, but none of us can do that without hope.
Yeah.
So, to think that giving hope is taking the easy route or babying people. Absolutely not. Hope is essential. Without hope, we die. Without hope, we don't have the strength to fight the battles that come our way. We don't have a sense of purpose or destiny or the fact that we belong to something bigger than ourselves. That's why hope is so essential. That's why hope matters. That's why God is the God of hope. That's why he has given us hope and the fact that we've been born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is foundational for us. Even in the book of Ephesians, when Paul is talking about be strong in the Lord and he's talking about the armor of God, hope is a big part of that. Hope is a part of our armor to help us fight the battles that we experience. Otherwise, we're going to be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. We're going to be pulled away and easily conform to the ways of this world. So hope is essential. If we're going to fight any battle, we have to have hope.
And as we look around, we see that evil that is prevalent around the world. You know, we've talked about it. We talked about it all the time. But that leads us to a question from Colleen concerning the power of Satan. Didn't Satan lose it all at the cross? Is the only power that he has now what we give him?
Well, he was disarmed at the cross. So the law says the power of sin is in the law, and certainly he was holding on to that as his tool to keep us from having any relationship with God. But he's been disarmed. He has no real power. The only thing that he can do is try to deceive us, and he's pretty good at that.
Yes,
he's
he
pretty good at the deception game. He was pretty good at that in the Garden of Eden. He deceived Eve. He made that tree look very enticing, and so Eve listened to what he had to say, and those lies are still out there, and he can use those to try to deceive us, but we have a weapon against that. It's called the truth, and when we know the truth, we're going to experience freedom. We're going to experience freedom from the corruption of this world. We're going to experience freedom from the power of sin and death. We're going to experience freedom to actually love God, to walk by faith, and then to love others as we trust in the living Christ. So we have a weapon at our disposal. It's called the truth. We have the Spirit of God living in us who will guide us into all truth and reveal to our minds the nature of that truth. And when we really embrace that, when we walk in the truth, then we are kind of insulated from those lies and that deception game that Satan tries to play with us.
Absolutely. Well, that's just about going to wrap it up for today, everybody. Thanks for being with us. I want to remind you that if you're close to your computer or have a favorite device close by at 3 p.m. Central Time, we hope you'll join us on YouTube or Facebook as we stream live video of this program every day, Monday through Friday. Greg has placed easy-to-use links at the top of our homepage, basicgospel.net. Just click your favorite, Facebook or YouTube, just before the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central, and you'll automatically join the live stream. And by the way, that's a great way to get a live question to us as you view the program. Just post it in the chat box, and Bob Christopher will be sure to see it. Also, keep in mind that if you have Bible questions in another aspect, you're encouraged to send us a voicemail at 844-322-2742, and we'll discuss that as well on Basic Gospel in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Many of our listeners we know go through struggles every day, so we're here to address those questions as you hear on the air through the questions that we receive from our callers. So we would love for you to pose your question to us at 844-322-2742 by voicemail. Again, thanks to the many of you who faithfully support Basic Gospel every month with your prayers and your gifts. Please help us today by clicking donate at basicgospel.net. We'd love to send you a copy of The Hurt and the Healer to say thanks. Well, now for Bob and the staff, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. Bye-bye.